Well, as promised, we're going to go to Israel. Shiloh, Israel, is where we're going. Maybe some of you down south pronounce that as Shiloh. It is Shiloh where we're going to go. And in fact, that is the location where I find Winky Medad, a longtime broadcast partner for us. He was telling me before we went on the air during the break that he had an opportunity to give a Christian group out of Germany a tour of this location. Winky, all Christians ought to try to go by to see this very ancient piece of real estate where when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the promised land, they actually set up the tabernacle and had the Ark of the Covenant in that location, I think, for about 350 years. But what is interesting to me, I understand that the prime minister has a heritage plan. In other words, he wants to select different locations throughout the state that will remind the Jewish people of their roots. And Shiloh is supposed to be selected next year and be put on that heritage plan. And certainly Shiloh deserves to be on the plan, does it not?
Yes, it does, Jimmy. As you know, but I will explain, we have done remarkable work over the last decade or so, since an earlier dig about 30 years ago, to truly expand the information that one can get from archaeology and excavations. And we have remains such as pottery, walls, buildings, inscriptions going back to 3,700 and coming all up to the modern period, including three basilicas, at least one mosque, and remains of where we think the tabernacle courtyard was on the northern plateau. So we're getting a lot of visitors, and I think we do deserve that heritage appellation.
Absolutely. That is a positive. I've been several times with TV crews out to be with Winky, and he gave me somewhat of a VIP tour to these locations. It's a must stop. Tell your tour leader if you're going to Israel, you'd like to stop at Shiloh. Well, let's get to the hard news. I want to bring up an issue that has been discussed before. I want to talk with you about the Arab League, who have agreed with Mahmoud Abbas and also Hamas in the Gaza Strip that they are not going to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Now, I think that's rather foolish, but first, if you will, Winky, tell us who the Arab League is and what authority do they have?
The Arab League was set up around 1945 in Lebanon. One of its first orders of business was to boycott Israel. That was then, of course, the mandate of Palestine just 3 years before it became a state. But already then, the idea of boycotting and economic sanctions was adopted by that Arab League. And, of course, it grew over the years to try to coordinate the activities, both political, economic, and military, of the states across the Middle East and others, which they define as Arab, then, of course, that begs the question, well, does any other community of people belong in those states? But we won't go into that. And it has, since about 2002, been on the agenda of the American administrations for a so-called peace plan, promoted most actively by Tom Friedman from the New York Times, that would solve the problem of Israel and its Arab neighbors.
Well, how many states make up the Arab League, and what would qualify them to be an Arab nations to be involved in the Arab League?
To tell you the truth, I don't know how many. I'm sure it's close to 20. And I might be a little bit facetious, Jimmy, but the qualification is a country that was conquered by a colonialist imperialist force of Arab tribes coming out of the Saudi Arabia Peninsula sometime in the 7th century. I guess that would be the basis to be calling an Arab state.
I've heard the definition by some saying that they are of the Islamic faith, almost 100% of their peoples, and in addition to that, they speak the Arabic language, which would make them an Arab League, which, in fact, if those are listening that don't quite understand the difference, there are the Islamic states as well. They are not considered a part of the Arab League. That would be like, for example, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Indonesia, Turkey, some of these who do not speak the Arabic language. Now, what is this situation? I thought at one time that Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, was considering the possibility of recognizing that Israel was a Jewish state. However, he went to the Arab League. They've joined with him and all the Arab nations saying Israel is not a Jewish state. Is that not somewhat of a foolish, ignorant statement?
The short answer is yes, Jimmy, you're correct. A little bit longer answer would be that Mahmoud Abbas, I think, found out that he was actually going to be obligated by the American administration to make peace with Israel, and he wouldn't do that. And so he began to look for escape options, including what basically he has done. He's adopted a 3-no element in which he's refusing to recognize Israel as the Jewish state, even though we know that the United Nations, already in 1947, when it proposed repartitioning the mandate into two states, called Israel, that was to be, a Jewish state. It's now also doing the issue of Jerusalem, and they're backing down on the end of the refugee situation. Since I have always said on this program, and I've spoken truth as much as I know it, Jimmy, and you're there to correct me if I make any mistakes, the real Arab aim is to continue to push back or roll back Israel from the current lines to the 67 lines and probably to the 47 lines and on. And one of the main weapons is this refugee so-called right of return, which is the demographic weapon. And now he's stalling. And I don't know exactly where we are between Mr. Kerry, Mr. Obama, and Mr. Abbas.
Absolutely. You can never tell. You've got to check the card to see in what location they are and are they talking or not talking at this time. Well, let me conclude with this thought. We opened up talking to you about Shiloh being a part of the Heritage Program under Prime Minister Netanyahu and his efforts to help bring the Jewish people back to the roots. And we said you're in a location that 3,500 years ago was where Joshua established a tabernacle, basically the headquarters for the Jewish people at that time, emphasis on Jewish. And the fact is that for 350 years, the Ark of the Covenant rested there. You speak Hebrew today, the language of the ancient Jewish people. I don't know what else you need to do to be Jewish. Can you give me any ideas at all?
I think that it used to be that non-Jews thought they knew a Jew from afar, some positively and many negatively. Now, all of a sudden, they look at a state, Jimmy, that speaks Hebrew as its main language, that celebrates the Saturday as the Sabbath as its main holiday, but not exclusively, because Muslims have Friday and Christians have Sunday, where the basic holidays and school vacations are around the Jewish festivals. And I can go on, and somehow they can't figure out that we're the Jewish state. It says so in the archaeology, and it says so in the Bible. If we ever are going to make peace with help from people like the Americans in Washington and the British in London, that they recognize we are indeed the Jewish state with our vision, with our heritage, with our hope for the future for all mankind, and with the help of what is written in the Bible and the prophets, they should be helping us do that rather than helping and assisting, at times, our enemies.
Oh, that is for sure. Simply go to the Word of God. That is the record that what we call today a piece of real estate named Israel is a Jewish state, according to God's Word. Well, Winky, thank you so very much for interacting with us on this particular subject. Came up this week, wanted to talk to you about it. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Jimmy, thank you very much, and goodbye to you and our listeners.